early and stage a comeback, trailing it 12-6. And Eden Amundson will be the leadoff hitter for Hurley. She pops that one up on the infield. The catcher Hoffman is calling it, and she'll make the catch in foul territory about 10 feet up the first baseline. And there's out number one. I think this is the equivalent of a home run hitting contest in baseball where all the players hit home run after home run after home run, and then you get later on and they contest, and everybody's just tired of swinging. I think everybody exhausted themselves with the hitting, the level of hitting that was going on those first four innings, and now we're seeing the pitchers win out a little bit here. With one out, there's a pop-up again that's going to go out of play up the right field side. And again, the pitchers have not given much away, and there haven't been many strikeouts. So the law of averages says that eventually balls that will be put in play will be turned into outs instead of base hits, and that's kind of been the case in the last couple of innings, although DiGiorno for Hurley has been able to get a couple of strikeouts. 2-1 the count now to Ariel Hosh. She fouls that one away. That one's going to end up on the baseball field. 2-2. The winner moves on to Thursday in the next level of regional. Regional semifinal on Thursday, I believe. That would pitch bounces up there by Anya, and the count will go full. Hosh has scored twice in this contest. Reached by a walk and a single. Very productive game for her. That pitch is grounded to the right side and through. Shawanigan's second baseman, Emma Litwaitis, did not have a shot at that. It was hit sharply to her left and into right field for a base hit. And a runner at first with one away in Addison Ader, who has reached base all three times that she's been up. Double, couple of singles. She has really hit the ball well here. With a runner at first and one away, Hurley looking to build on a 12-6 advantage. Brentholt delivers, strike. Count evens up, 1-1. Clouding up, little bit of a coolness setting in, but no rain yet. To pop up on the infield. The Shawanigan second baseman will catch it in her tracks. Emma Litwaitis, she did not have to move. So a pop-up to second is the second out here with a runner still at first. And two away. And now Taylor Hitter. Foul back to the screen on that one. And the count goes to 0-2. So again, Hitter is a number 9 batter, but it hasn't mattered here today. It really hasn't. She has smoked some balls out there. She has really hit the ball hard. Both of these teams, top to bottom, can hit the ball pretty good. That pitch is swung and a miss, off speed, and a rare strikeout. Anya Brentholt, a big one. So Hurley goes down with nothing to show for their efforts in the top of the sixth, bottom of the sixth coming up. We play 7, 12-6, Hurley leading Shawanigan. Screaming Eagles coming to bat here. On Trail Mix, let's take a 60-second timeout. All right, I was going to go put my suntan lotion on, but I'll wait to do that here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Again, we got two games going on here and 98Q, so we're kind of straddling between the two, but Shawanigan Screaming Eagles have six outs to get six runs. That's the bottom line here. Otherwise, this 2025 softball campaign is going to come to an abrupt close here for the Screaming Eagles. They certainly have shown the ability to hit the ball early in the contest, a rare 1-2-3 inning last inning, but Shawanigan will have 9-1-2 coming up. Hope everyone's Memorial Weekend was good. The weather certainly was absolutely fabulous over the weekend. Continues to be nice. we could actually use a little bit of this rain coming through. It looks like the rest of the week's going to be pretty dry. Field is in great shape here. Encourage you to come out to Armstrong Field on Thursday. The boys will be hosting a tournament game on Thursday at 5 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you. That game may be on, it looks like it may be on 98Q on Thursday. It'll be on one of the two, so if you don't hear it on one, it'll be on the other. There's a pitch in there for a strike. DiGiorno's getting locked in here in the late innings. That's not good news for Shawamigan. She's locating her pitches very well. 0-1 to count now. Pitch is a little bit away. To Abigail Brenhold. 1-1. That pitch is grounded solidly into shortstop, in between short and third for a base hit. Ground ball base hit by Brenhold. And the number nine hitter has reached, setting the stage for the top of the order. And here we go. Addison Boblik will step in. If it's going to happen, you figure you got to get at least half of them here, right? You can't expect to score six in the last inning, so you like to get at least half of them here. That pitch is a little bit off the plate outside. And the count's at 1-0. Hurley, Shawamigan, girls tournament softball. 2-0 now. Hurley leading 12-6. In the top half of the sixth inning, or bottom half of the sixth inning, rather, the home team, Shawamigan, at the plate. Pitch is swung on a miss. That might have been ball three. 2-1 now. Boblik scored back in the first inning after she reached on an error. Rather auspicious start for Hurley in this contest. There's a pop-up on the infield. Is it going to get out of play? The catcher goes over. And she's able to make the catch, falling to the ground. A terrific defensive play by Lily Young, the catcher. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic play by the catcher over there. And there's two away, or rather one away, I should say, with a runner at first still. That ball grounded weakly up third. That's a fair ball. And the throw to first is in time for the out. So I thought, for a second, I thought that ball was going to be called foul, but the final bounce that it took was right on the chalk, and the umpire made a good call on that. So two out now with a runner at second, and Shawamigan down to four outs now to score six runs in this contest. That pitch is a little bit away. A wonderful defensive play by the Hurley catcher right in front of her dugout up the third base side. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. DiGiorno makes the play and a sharply hit ball, and that'll do it for the bottom half of the sixth inning. We head to the seventh inning. Hurley will look to add on, leading this one over Shawamigan by a score of 12-6. We'll have the seventh and final inning, question mark, coming up on Trail Mix. Let's take a 60-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Top of the order for Hurley here in the visitor's half of the seventh inning. First pitch is grounded to short. Brunell with a nice play going toward the hole, but the throw across is up the home plate side, but the first baseman, Rauschenbach, makes the catch and tags the runner as she goes by. The runner is uncertain that she was tagged, but the umpire says that she was tagged. That's a tough play by any umpire on that sweep tag, but the umpire said that Rauschenbach made the sweep tag as the throw from Brunell was up the home plate side. Nice play by Rauschenbach, route number one. So Nyquist, the shortstop, lines one down the left field line, and a foul ball. A lot of those right-handed hitters for Hurley have been out ahead of those pitches and have lined a lot of foul balls, keeping the Hurley coach awake in that third base coaching box. 0-2 the count. That pitch fouled back to the screen. One out, nobody on. Task number one for Shawamigan. Put a goose egg on the board here in the top of the seventh. Task number two may be a lot more difficult than that. Timeout called by the umpire before the pitch, as the pitch was a strike, but umpire clearly called timeout for some reason before the pitch. And we'll go 0-2 again. Brenholt ready. Pitch is grounded weakly out to short. Brunell charges, fields, throws, and good for the out. Nice to know Shawamigan softball has Jalen Brunell as the shortstop for a couple more years. That sophomore is a real deal out there. Nice, solid shortstop. And Olivia DiGiorno, the pitcher, will step in with two out, nobody on. Pitch is popped up on the infield. Brunell is going to make the play, maybe out in short left. The left fielder comes in, though, and she'll make the play out there. We're going to keep it right here for this one. Abigail Brenholt made the catch out in short left field for out number three. So 1-2-3 inning for Hurley in the top half of the seventh inning. Like I said, that was task number one for Shawamigan. Now you need six. You need six to tie and seven to win. It's my philosophy in sports always is the farther you come back, the greater the memory, right? We'll see if Shawamigan has a comeback in him. You never know. Bottom half of the seventh inning, and the season is on the line here for your Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. And I believe, I'm going to check the scoring from the last inning. I believe we have Reagan Hoffman leading things off, the cleanup hitter for Shawamigan in this contest. Encourage you to tune in to tomorrow morning. We'll have results of tournament softball action from all around the Northwoods and track. We'll find out who advances on. Top four from regional track going on right now down in Phillips. It's a pretty rough spring for our athletes. They didn't get a chance to get outdoors a lot. Thank goodness for the indoor facilities that are available for our athletes to at least get something in. But it seemed like every time we had an outdoor track meet scheduled for Shawamigan or Phillips, that was always the day it was either raining or snowing, 30 degrees, one of the two. It was a rough year. So Hoffman steps in, and here we go against DiGiorno. Pitches a little bit up and away, and the count at 1-0. Hoffman homered back in the third, a solo shot. One of the highlighted hits of the day. Pitches in there for a strike right at the knees. Count evens up at 1-1. Pitches high. Reagan along with Anya Brenholt and Lucy Cronin, the three seniors on the Shawamigan softball team. Pitches pounded out in front of the plate. Third baseman charges. Strong throw to first is in time for the out. A little bit of a high throw by Kroll, but the first baseman, Gilbertson, was able to field it easily. And that's out number one, third to first. And now Jalen Brunell. It's just taken up and away. Number six. Brunell digs in, pitches on the inside half of the plate. Couple of strong pitches there. One of them good and one of them just missed. 1-1 the count now. DiGiorno set. Brunell digs in. Pitches low, skips on the plate. And 2-1. Shawamigan down to their final two outs. The righty DiGiorno delivers. That pitch is lined and to right. A nice snare by the second baseman of Hurley. Goodness gracious. Ariel Hosh reached down with the left-hand glove and snared a one-hop shot. Flipped it over to Gilbertson for out number two. Got to tip your hat on that one. Man, that was a nice play. Haley Rauschenbach now. The final chance for Shawamigan with two outs. Pitch is grounded out to short. Tipped by the pitcher. The throw on to first is in time for the out. And the Hurley North Stars are going to advance on to the next level of regional softball with a 12-6 victory over the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. It was a slugfest. They didn't need to get to 15 like someone predicted earlier, but they very easily could have. And the Hurley North Stars able to put that sixth spot on the board, and that was a huge early part of the game. It looked as though Shawamigan was going to come back. They had pulled it within 7-6 at one point, and then Hurley, of course, added on, and Shawamigan just wasn't able to get it done. And like I mentioned earlier, DiGiorno for Hurley. She locked in. She located. She throws pretty hard, but some of the pitches were a little bit up, and she got behind in the counts early, but then later on, she was able to locate a lot of those pitches down in the knees. And when that's coming in, she's a big, tall gal. That makes it a lot more difficult to elevate pitches, and we saw a lot of ground balls in the latter half of that contest. So Hurley avenges the loss from earlier in the year when they lost to Shawamigan 8-2, and that game determined really where this game was going to be played because of that loss during the regular season. Hurley had to travel here to Shawamigan for this contest, but Hurley gets the revenge, I guess, if that's a word you have. Is that a political correct word anymore? They get the revenge, and they get a 12-6 win over the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We hope to chat with Coach Herbst. We'll see what happens here. She's chatting with her team. It's always tough after a tournament loss to chat about it, so we'll see where she's at. Let's give us a two-minute timeout back at the studio. Give us four spots, a two-minute timeout, and we'll come back with the Forward Bank post-game show in 2 minutes here on Trail Mix 103.1.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Logger United Booster Club provides essential funding for many things for the school district of Phillips. Since 2017, assisting the district in raising over $220,000 in funds from sponsors for youth sports uniforms, athletic sports equipment, band equipment, academic and co-curricular departments, registration and transportation fees, trophy cases, a scoreboard, and much more. Logger United Booster Club, serving the school district of Phillips with pride and dedication.
All right, back we are again at the Park Falls Athletic Complex where the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles fall to the Hurley North Stars, a final score 12-6. So the Hurley North Stars will travel to Shell Lake. Shell Lake was a 15-0 winner over Clear Lake today in three innings. So they will travel to take on Shell Lake. The Phillips girls were victorious. They get a win, as you, some of you may have heard, over a 98.3 FM. So Phillips will either be at Clayton Turtle Lake for their next game on Wednesday or Friday. We'll see when they decide to do that. Or it's a possibility they could host Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser in that next tournament game. But Phillips was a winner over the Frederick Luck, what I was told, the Frederick Luck Otters, which is very interesting because neither Frederick or Luck are named the Otters. But I like the co-op name and the creativity. I'm always into that creativity stuff. So that's what's going on. Tournament-wise, in Division 3 action, of course, Division 4 also is going on today. And Mellon got a bye, and they're awaiting winner of the Birchwood-Drummond game. They're playing that up in Grandview today. I see that Flambeau was a winner already over Butternut Mercer. They won that one by a score of 15-0. So the Flambeau girls advance on in Division 5 action. And there's South Shore taking on Northwood Solon Springs also in other action in Division 5. We'll check out all those scores on the morning show. We do news and sports twice an hour on the 98Q morning show, and we'll update you on the brackets and where everybody's playing. Again, pay attention, baseball and softball fans, because some of the games like to get moved around here late in the year due to many things, end-of-the-year events. But we do know one thing is for sure. Tomorrow, Jeff Hakenen will be up in Iron River because Phillips will be taking on Maple Northwestern. And that game will be at Iron River tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And we're just hoping to all the cell phone gods that there's a decent signal over there for us to bring you that game tomorrow. And then Thursday, we'll have Armstrong Field. We'll have Steve Jetland, whose voice hopefully will be back on Thursday. And he'll bring you Shawamigan Tournament Baseball on Thursday. Pay attention to that Shawamigan baseball team. They've got some real strong pitching. If they can just get a little bit of hitting going, that's a team that could go deep, deep into the playoffs. So we're excited to follow them coming up on Thursday. And then we'll have to wait and see. We should learn tonight or early tomorrow where the Phillips softball team will play. I'm anticipating that game may be a Friday game. It's tough to turn around from a Tuesday to a Wednesday. Phillips has graduation, of course, on Thursday night, so they can't play that game on the night that it was originally scheduled. So we thank you, and we thank all our sponsors for helping to make this possible. We thank Coach Paige Herbst for all of her dedication to the kids and the program. It really is quite a gift that our coaches have to share their talent and their passion for the game with these kids. So win or lose, we always want to salute the coaches and the assistants and all the time that they put in here for the kids. But Hurley advances on. They revenge an earlier season loss, and they win here by a score of 12-6 to advance on in tournament softball action. Thanks to young Austin Brume back in the studio for engineering the whole thing, and thank you for tuning in to High School Sports here on Trail Mix 103.1. Have a good evening, everybody.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Purple rain. say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close. Let me guide you.
Saving money is easy with the Trail Mix 103.1 Shopping Show. Go to trailmix.fm and start saving today at local restaurants and retail stores. It's easy. Trailmix.fm. We'll be right back. Mix 103.1.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy sky, few showers around at times. Low tonight, upper 40s. High tomorrow, near 70. Dries out for the end of the week and the upcoming weekend as the temps climb. Heating up into the 70s Thursday, close to 80 for Friday and the weekend. It's 65 right now.
Yeah.
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Come inside when you're ready, but no chance if you don't wanna dance. every day. Yeah, yeah.
Connect with us? Download the Civic Media app and text the studio. Download the free Civic Media app today.
On the ground, oh, nobody. listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything.